Hello, my name is Brian Owoszewski, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we are joined by Amina Abubakar, CEO and owner of Avant Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. When she's not at Avant Pharmacy, Amina is working to further the clinical pharmacy profession through her work with Avant Institute. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So today we're going to be discussing Amina's experience in the pharmacy profession, her work at Avant Pharmacy and Avant Institute, and her overall perspectives on where the profession is at right now and where it's going in the near future. So Amina, to start, can you give us a little background on yourself and how your career path has taken you to becoming an independent pharmacy owner?
Sure. I graduated in 2005, and I worked at a big box retail chain for about 2 to 3 years. And then I did home infusion for about 2 years. And then I stumbled upon an independent pharmacy that I was doing relief work for. And I felt like that was more where I felt at home the most because of the relationship building and the ability to actually impact patients, and kind of a window of innovation was available, that there was not a lot of corporate structure. And so creativity went a long way in the independent. And so fast forward in 2009, I founded our independent pharmacy. At that time, it was called RX Clinic Pharmacy. And now we've transitioned to Avant Pharmacy. So when I got into that independent space and knowing our initial name was RX Clinic, I wanted to think beyond the prescription for every patient. So even if we were not in an ambulatory care setting or a hospital setting that is mostly linked to clinical pharmacists, I knew a lot of opportunities existed in the community setting. And so that's why our name at that time was RX Clinic. And so every prescription that a patient brought in, it wasn't looked at like, oh, this patient just brought it metformin. Who are they? Why are they taking it? What are kind of the social aspects of this patient that we can counsel? And so those are some of the things. And then fast forward, I believe around 2021, we've renamed ourselves to Avant. And Avant is really like avant-garde. So forward-thinking, innovative, because over the years, we've existed because every time we've broken barriers to through innovation, and that's kind of where our name is now.
Awesome. It's really great to see kind of how it's developed using that creativity and pulling together clinical pharmacy in the community space, which is always great to see. Awesome. So going to move around a little bit today. So what inspired you to found the Avant Institute of Clinical Pharmacy in 2017? And what key outcomes or impact are you most proud of?
Yeah. So because of all the innovation we were doing in our pharmacy, I would be invited to speak to different conferences. And then that led to many people reaching out to say, hey, do you have a little time to talk to me? How can I start this service? Or how can I do what you guys are doing? And while I'm very generous with my time and willing to help everyone, it became a lot more challenging to tell people what's just the tip of the iceberg. So if you ask me, hey, how do I start this collaborative practice that you guys are doing with chronic care management? Yes, I can tell you what's available on Google. This is the code. This is what we do. But how do you build a sustainable business? What's underneath that iceberg, right? All those systems in place, the marketing, the strategy, the billing, the code. So it goes a lot. So that's when I thought, and our team thought, if we had a place that people could land, then we could have dedicated time for them, whether through our consulting services or building content that if people aren't ready yet and they're just curious, but we're now more intentional on creating that content and putting those resources and having people have a place that could go and get started to even think about it. That's how it started.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really great to see kind of how it's developed from the pharmacy to these resources that everyone can utilize, especially in times like right now that true information is very necessary.
Yes. And what happened, well, we thought we were really servicing the pharmacy community because that's really our background. we started getting more attention from medical providers saying, hey, we are kind of intrigued with this Avant Institute as well. And we spoke to a particular physician that you guys have a pharmacist embedded there. Can you walk us through the risks of doing that, the compliance of doing that? And so what we found during this journey is pharmacists want to work with medical providers. It's a dream to work in a collaborative care team. And yet they kept saying, oh, I knocked at this doctor's office and no one called me, or they don't want to. And we're hearing that the AMA doesn't want us to expand our scope. Yet I'm looking at frontline medical providers, especially primary care, that are burnt out, that are looking for help. And so I was like, how do I bring these two together in a safe space that we can actually talk from a grassroots movement, what the pharmacists are capable for and what these physicians are looking for, and then using our experience in the industry to kind of answer and be a translator. I was like, no, they're not trying to be a nurse practitioner or a PA, although they're asking for a collaborative practice, which is normally what physicians give their nurse practitioners and PA. So you're not really giving them the power to practice medicine. You're really enabling to utilize their clinical skills, but then you're allowed to bill for their time under certain supervisions. So that's kind of where, so Avant Institute now is a home. It's a home for both pharmacists seeking clinical opportunities and medical providers seeking how to collaborate with pharmacists.
Awesome. Yeah, that's super awesome. And hopefully it just continues to grow and grow and grow. Speaking of collaborations, like you kind of just harped on, you foster collaborations with medical providers and expanded pharmacist-led clinical services. What advice would you give to other community pharmacists looking to build similar integrated care models into their communities?
Don't forget the knowledge you have as a pharmacist. It's very powerful. Your accessibility is unmatched. And all you need is, you know the why you should do it. You need the how and the what, right? Or the what and the how. And so I would say the advice is pay attention to where the profession is going. And we're moving away from product-centric to patient-centric. And so look back at all the activities that you do, whether you are counseling patients or immunizing patients or of independent pharmacy offering delivery to patients. That's like meeting some metrics on the medical side. So understand more of their language and how to match your skill set to what they're looking for. So we're in a value-based care system now, and these providers are looking to buy value. So your activities of med adherence techniques or cost reduction, because you have the knowledge of medication substitutions that would cost less but not compromise the care for the patient, that's very valuable. They don't have anyone on their team that can give them that unique aspect or the unique perspective. So studying honing onto like what you do, what does it translate into a value on the medical side? And then I would say definitely join communities that are already doing this. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are many awesome pharmacists that I've met around the country that have different niche opportunities of clinical collaborations that they offer. Be a part of it. Of course, we have resources on Avant Institute. Reach out, learn, and we can all grow together.
A few more questions. I'm going to stick with kind of that advice, the theme of giving pharmacists advice, but more so for the next generation. So you serve as a preceptor to many students and residents, and with kind of all the work that you're doing within pharmacy, what is the most important lesson that you aim to impart on the next generation of pharmacists?
They need to be problem solvers. Titles mean nothing if you can't solve problems, you know? And so we're in a society where titles may be valued more, but I would love to have students really understand their communities, understand the barriers, understand how to solve problems. So people who solve problems build successful businesses.
Awesome. Yeah. So I just have one more question for you today. I think it's been a great conversation. So going forward, what are your overall hopes for either Avant Pharmacy itself or the pharmacy profession as a whole?
For our pharmacy, it's our pharmacist growing into becoming more patient-centered, patient-centric, And right now, we are very grateful for an opportunity to have a direct contract with Medicare to now start a dementia care program in a community setting. And so we have some of our pharmacists that will be specializing to help patients with Alzheimer's dementia and their caregivers. And that's what I see pharmacists, again, it's a problem, it's a growing need, and now pharmacists can step in and solve that. And I see a lot of pharmacists having collaborations with like sports medicine. And so thinking outside the box, getting out there and finding a collaborator that they can utilize your unique skill set to do good for patients in our community. So that's kind of where our pharmacy is evolving towards. And then the Vaughn Institute is growing these collaborations. We have our annual conference that we have. It's a symposium where we showcase. So that way, it's non-political, it's non-association affiliated. It's really grassroots providers saying, how do we come together and build collaborative business that keeps both of us in business, both primary care specialists and pharmacists? So we hope that the Institute grows with those clinicians. So that way, we have new revenue opportunities and sustainability in our professions.
It's been great to kind of dive into all the great things that you're doing in the pharmacy space, and we hope that it continues and helps grow the profession. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you.